Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, anyway, today's wisdom moment, and I encourage you to always go every day and try to get one chapter in Proverbs, kind of just listen to it audibly, read it. What's really cool, since there's 31 chapters in Proverbs, that you can maybe the first of the month go to chapter 1, the 10th of the month go to chapter 10, and that kind of keeps you on track. But the wisdom, we need wisdom like anything before. I know that Brother John Kilpatrick out of Church of His Presence has just sent out a letter letting everybody know a book on wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting to see people talk about, you know, focusing on wisdom now.
Right.
Yeah, we need wisdom. There's some, and it's just a very, very important. So today's Proverbs chapter 2, verse 12 through 15. That's the proverb for today. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men. Think about that. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. It's powerful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what wisdom does. Wisdom is so important. And so, first of all, you think about what's a wicked man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally people would call a wicked man somebody that offends them. You know, but really, a wicked man is a sinful man,
mm-hmm.
a man who just chooses to openly walk in sin, an immoral person who chooses to stay in immorality. That it's not somebody that just sins or somebody that does something immoral. That's all of us at some point in time. But the fact is they just decide to just live in it. They just give themselves over to it. And wisdom saves us from sinful and immoral people. If you're concerned about, you know, the wickedness that's taking place in society today and the darkness that's taking place and the crazy things that are happening with morality and all that, listen, if you will take wisdom and bring wisdom close to you, wisdom will protect you from all those particular things. It's not, wisdom is not something you put on like a hat. Wisdom is something you apply to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wisdom's like, hey, I got wisdom in my pocket. No, you need to put it in your heart and practice it. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. So when you talk about wisdom, God will speak to you through wisdom about what to do in the case of this wicked man or
right.
wicked woman, what they're trying to do, and you act out on what wisdom tells you to do and how to respond mm-hmm. to it. You know, sad to say, in my life, I haven't always used wisdom, but I can tell a difference because I didn't sometimes when I did other times.
Like, mm-hmm.
And there's nothing worse than late wisdom, right? Oh, my
Ooh.
Goodness. So now you can get the wisdom. And then what's perverse words? Because it talks about perverse words. And perverse words are willfully determined or deposited to go counter to what is expected or desired. Perverse word is this. Willfully determined or disposed, not positive, willfully determined or disposed to go counter to what is expected or desired. Contrary. So wisdom saves you and saves us from those who intentionally use their mouths to try and bring harm to you by speaking the opposite of what is true about you, lies, who speak what is contrary to what God says. I mean, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to do all these things in the natural to protect yourself and you realize you just need wisdom?
Right.
You need wisdom. Wisdom protects you from those who have left the straight path of walking with God, which means, first of all, that you could have walked with God, but you now have left walking with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because somebody once walked with God doesn't mean they're always walking with God. You know them by their fruit. And don't keep on hanging out in a relationship and going in a direction that somebody's going because one time, way back when, you remember that they talked about Jesus and they walked with Jesus and they had a genuine, authentic encounter with Jesus and they raised their hands in the sanctuary and they praised God and all these different things going on. It doesn't mean 10 years later that they're walking with God. They could be so far off the path that you couldn't even see it with the Hubble telescope.
Mm.
So wisdom protects us from those who have left the straight path of walking with God. Wisdom protects you from those who walk in darkness too. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Think about thieves and robbers and evil, crooked politicians, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these things that are doing dark deeds and all that, that wisdom saves us. It protects us from those who walk in darkness, who have these evil ways. Don't be fearful. Get faith and get wisdom. Get the wisdom of God. Wisdom saves us from those who delight in doing wrong. There are those people who just love to be evil. They love to do wrong. But you know what? Wisdom, this is what God's wisdom for the moment for today is. Wisdom will protect you from those fools.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom saves you from those who rejoice in perverseness of evil, the ones that just rejoice in it. I mean, it's bad when things are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really bad when you see men rejoicing over bad.
Mm.
But wisdom lets you know how to respond to that. And wisdom will protect you in all that foolishness, all that rejoicing in the perverseness of evil, which is off the mark, off the path, and the celebratory attitude of, you know, you're going to party till you go to hell type mm-hmm. attitude.
Right.
That
mm-hmm.
wisdom will save you from that. Wisdom saves you from those whose paths are crooked. What does that mean? Sometimes they're on it, sometimes they're not. Those people are like, ah, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Wisdom saves you from those who are on crooked paths. Devious is defined as departing from the most direct way, to deviate from a directness. So wisdom then saves you from those who are devious in their ways, from those who don't do things God's way, who like to change what God says, just like Ahab did.
Right.
Ahab, God's word says Ahab provoked God because he would change the way God does things.
Mm.
And wisdom will protect you from those who continually say, marriage is not this way, family is not this way, fathers are not this way, finances is not this way, the church is not this way, God is not this way. I mean, you know, crooked, crooked, crooked.
Mm-hmm.
But wisdom will protect you from that. Today's wisdom and wisdom moment, Proverbs 2, verse 12 through 15, wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.